Hello and welcome to The Master's Voice, the podcast series on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla, and with me today, in equally strong anticipation of cinema halls finally reopening across the entire state of Maharashtra, is an industry leader and statesman for the theatrical cinema subsector of the massive entertainment industry in India. Alok Tandon, Chief Executive Officer, Inox Leisure Limited, is my expert guest on this episode of The Master's Voice on MediaBrief.com. Alok, welcome to The Master's Voice.
Thanks a lot, Pawan, for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for your presence and time, Alok, and it's a pleasure for me too, equally. And thanks also to Puneet Gupta for having helped set this up. But before we get into the business end of our chat, Alok, let me first quickly do you the courtesy of introducing you to my listeners. There are always many youngsters too who should know about my friend and expert Alok Tandon and what he has been bringing to the table. So by your leave, here goes. Alok Tandon, CEO of Inox Leisure Limited, has been instrumental in growing it into one of the largest and most significant multiplex chains of India. As a member of the startup team of Inox, Alok spearheaded the organization for 2 decades from scratch to a footprint of more than 650 screens across India. Alok has helped Inox Leisure achieve strong market share with continued business growth. It was in 2001 that Alok joined Inox Leisure as Vice President Technical, and from that time when the company was in startup mode till this day, more than 2 decades after, Alok has successfully steered the growth momentum and built the ethos of Inox around the 3 pillars of luxury, technology and service, and strengthening its motto of Live the Movie. Alok was rated amongst the Business Today PwC list of India's top 100 CEOs in 2016. In 2018, Alok received the award for CEO of the Year at the Economic Times Retail Excellence Awards, and in June 2019, Business World put him in the coveted list of the 20 most valuable CEOs in India. As a torchbearer of the multiplex industry in the retail domain, Alok has consistently been recognized as a retail icon of India. For instance, India Retail Forum recognized Alok as the most admired retail personality of the year for FY19. Alok has over 3 decades of experience across the entertainment, hospitality and pharmaceutical industries and has been instrumental in setups and growth across genres. Alok is a speaker at various national and international conferences and symposiums and brings vast experience in strategy, growth and innovation. So that's about Alok Tandon, Chief Executive Officer, Inox Leisure Limited, my expert guest and friend on this episode of The Master's Voice on MediaBrief.com. Alok, welcome again.
Thank you. Thanks, Pawan, for this grand and flattering introduction.
All facts are perfect and there was no flattery there.
Whatever I've tried to do is be a part of the team over here at Inox with some amazing colleagues of mine and ensure that we really become torchbearers of the entire industry. And as you rightly said, that work towards the 3 pillars which Inox is built on, which is luxury, technology and service.
Wonderful. And you know, I must tell my listeners that, Alok, you're someone I've known for quite some time now, one of India's most respected professionals in the business building and deep-seated long-term growth, and especially for, of course, the theatrical part of business and M&E in India. You've been amongst the industry leaders one can count on the fingers of one hand, who today are custodians of not just their own mega chains in the theatrical business, but of the entire industry. And Alok, since you've been also part of the core leadership at the Multiplex Association of India, which has been working assiduously over time to keep theatres in readiness, and also for the general interest in and belief in the indisputable fact that cinemas are a great continuing source of family delight and revenues nearly as strong as they've ever been. So with Alok, with you as my guest, this episode will dwell upon the power of the incomparable passion genre of viewing experience that cinemas offer to individuals with their families and with their friends too. And we'll also talk about the sad pause it has had and the great potential and future it so definitely has. So Alok, let's get on with our conversation. The terrible lockdown period and how it impacted the greatest, most loved form of passion entertainment for families across India, that is cinema hall movie watching. We are now looking forward to the reopening of the movie halls across Maharashtra statewide on 22nd of October. But first, Alok, the very brief top line of how the lockdown hit impacted theatrical businesses. all the important pieces of the entire pie. If you can just summarize that so that we set the perspective here and then look ahead.
Sure, absolutely, Pavan. And you rightly use the phrase sad pause. So that was really a sad pause in the 100-year-old history of cinemas across the world,
right,
where the lights were just shut down from our screens. And across the globe, not even a single screen was operational for a certain period of time. So you're absolutely right that that was a sad pause. But I think that was just a blip and we all will bounce back.
Right.
Well, let me tell you that COVID not only tested us and our resilience, but also the cinema exhibition industry, as well as the entire film industry. If I talk about the Indian film industry, it's a 20,000 crore rupees strong industry. And in FY20, there were hardly any revenues. The industry must have lost anything between about 10 to 15,000 crores. And that's a huge, huge number. So the entire revenues of a year were completely wiped out. But then let me also tell you that the stretch of 15 to 18 months has left us with a lot of lessons. Over and above the entire financial upheaval, which I just spoke about, we dealt with crisis management, stakeholder management, and most importantly, we ensured that our most valuable asset, our people, are well taken care of despite the adverse circumstances. Well, the manner, I would say, in which we galvanized whatever resources we had at our disposal to ensure survival and sustainability has made us sharper and stronger.
Excellent.
Pavan, what I can say is that sharper and stronger Inox will continue to delight our customers with its innovations and investors with the might of its strong balance sheet. So when you are talking about the top line, let me also tell you that Inox as a chain has got a very, very strong balance sheet, and that has sustained us through these difficult and tumultuous 18 months which we've all gone through. And now, yes, with this light shining at the end of the tunnel of most of the states allowing us to reopen, Maharashtra allowing us to open from 22nd of October and Kerala from 25th of October, I think that all our screens will be lit up now, and whatever we have gone through will be a thing of the past.
Amen to that. More strength to you, Alok, and in fact to every single and multiplex chain and theater owner across the country.
Thank you.
On the 22nd of October, all the theaters across Maharashtra are opening up. So how many cinemas and seats across the entire state, any guesstimate or estimate or number? And also, how many from Inox Maharashtra-wide? And if you want to add it, Kerala-wide.
Well, we have in totality 658 screens as we speak across 156 properties, and we nearly have 150,000 screens. And Pavan, 20% of our screens and 20% of our seats are in Maharashtra. So that's a large number. And even if I look at the Hindi film industry, a lot of revenue comes from Maharashtra. So once Maharashtra is allowed to open, we will see that lots of movies will hit the screens. And as we all know that within 24 hours of the government of Maharashtra allowing us to reopen, there were more than 20 films which were announced.
Right, right.
And that's a big, big day. I think it was 26th of September when the government allowed us to, or said that we can open from 22nd October. And there were more than 20 films which were announced in a short gap of 24 hours. So that's the power of Maharashtra where Hindi film industry is concerned. Kerala, yes, we have a presence over there. We have got a screen in Thrissur. We have got a multiplex over there. And again, that's also a very strong industry. And we all are waiting for Kerala and Maharashtra to open.
Excellent. Fingers crossed that there should be no fresh outbreak anywhere and everything should sail smoothly. So, Alok, we've seen the SOPs, you know, that the Maharashtra government announced, notified.
Yeah.
Just want your view on them. Your view, Alok. Any SOPs you wish could have been slightly different, or only one day a week of physical opening was allowed in the past for maintenance? Would that be enough for theatres to be in full readiness on the 22nd of October? You know, generally, what's your view?
Well, we welcome the SOPs, Pavan. I think what the government is doing is taking care of all the citizens of the state. And whatever they have mentioned, we welcome it. Our request to the state government was that please allow the guests to take in food inside the auditorium. But in their wisdom, they said that the guests are allowed to consume food in the lobbies, but not take it inside. Mm. And that's the decision which they have taken, and we will follow it as we did it after the first lockdown when it was reopened. Mm. But otherwise, I think it's in line with what other states have told us to do, and also what we did after the first lockdown reopened. Mm. So whether it is having staggering shows, whether it's ensuring that the interval, the start of a movie and the end do not clash, to have social distancing, to have every alternate seat allowed for a patron to sit on. So all those things, I think that we are used to those SOPs. Mm. And they're simple to follow. And also, the advantage is that our guests know today that what they expect out of a cinema hall when they come to watch a movie.
Right.
I think all our consumers and customers are aware of. And having said this, my job as the person who's leading INOX is to ensure that all our guests have a safe experience in our cinema halls. Mm. And as we did after the first lockdown, we win back their confidence and they come back to watch movies. Mm. In a throng, and all our lobbies go back to the hustle and bustle that they were known for prior to COVID.
Absolutely. So, you know, today we are ready and waiting to swing open the gates and doors to theater properties and halls.
Yeah.
So what is the additional cost burden as an average percentage per theater to ensure the SOPs are in place?
Well, I would say that the additional cost burden is only on the housekeeping material which is used to sanitize the auditoriums. Mm. Because all other things we were doing earlier also, whether it was exhausting air, pumping in fresh air, ensuring that our toilets are neat and clean. Mm. So that's no cost at all. That was like, if I can use the word, that was hygiene for us.
Right.
But yes, we have spent a little of, I can't actually tell you the numbers, but a decent amount of money to ensure that our guests are comfortable with us, that we clean the auditoriums before every show, that we sanitize them, we defog them, and at night we do deep cleaning of all our seats and any other hard surface. For example, the concession counters. Mm. Or the doors, the door handles. Mm. Which our guests touch or come in close contact with. Mm. So that's one thing, Pavan, which we are spending on. But at the moment of time, and even after the first lockdown, I would say it was not an expense for us. What we said is, this is something which you are doing so that, I'm using the word again, comfortable, that people feel comfortable with us. Mm. And they come and watch movies, because this is something which they have been denied for the last 18 months. And people are dying to come out and watch a movie on a large screen with clear projection, uncompressed sound. And that's something which we want to offer them, where they just come and relax and have a great time.
Wonderful. And of course, I mean, I'm not going there, and neither will you want to right now. At the opportunity cost, which is in the interests of safety as mandated, only 50% occupancy. Yeah. So that hopefully will sort of get better. And, you know, once the lockdown wanes and things are back to 100% capacity.
Yes, absolutely. Some states have already allowed us to operate with 100% capacity. Mm. Some have not. We have requested the various state governments who have not allowed us to operate at 100% capacity, is please do so. And I think sooner or later, that circular will come where we are allowed to operate at 100%.
And it's a great phasing in also. And I hope that the 100% circular comes out very, very shortly, because you've already proven yourselves with your readiness. So what do you expect as short-term results of this reopening after so long? You know, the movies lineups, etc. How will the reopening of cinemas surely help, as I believe it will, the subsector of M&E bounce back strongly, led by theatrical?
Well, I think that the release dates of more than 20 movies which have been announced within a period of 24 hours just shows that how strong the entire theatrical part is in the entire film industry. Mm. And how the cinema makers or the content creators look at exhibition. So that's one. Mm. Number two, I would say that with movies which are being released now, with Suryavanshi already announced, 83 coming in, Antem, Bunty or Bubbly, mm. the list is endless, and we'll have really blockbuster weekends. And also coupled with that is the festive season, Diwali, Christmas, then New Year's. So this historically has been a great quarter for movie releases and footfalls. Mm. And this time also, with people just staying at home for so many months, and the festive season, which is, we are in the middle of the festive season now, and Navratri is just getting over. So people will come out and remember one more thing, that earlier after the first lockdown, there were high apprehensions, there was low content, and there was nothing called vaccination. Hmm. Today, it's all changed. It's the reverse now. People are less apprehensive. Right. The content is there, and also vaccination is in full swing.
Right.
So people will surely come out, and it's a matter of time before things get back to normal, Bhagat.
Absolutely. Amen to that too. Alok, during the lockdown, you know, what campaigns and marketing initiatives did Inox do undertake with, you know, meaningful initiatives to stay in the conversations during the lockdown? You all supported sports icons and personalities and a lot of stuff that you all did.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was more about brand purpose than, you know, tactical property selling, which anyways was closed. So I liked your approach, but you want to just speak about any specific campaigns that were closer to your heart and which helped Inox?
Well, we kept on talking to our guests. We kept on engaging with them, whether it was our guests, our stakeholders, our developers, our producer friends.
Mm.
So something which we kept on doing. And that, Pawan, from March last year, when we were allowed to, or we were ordered to shut down,
mm.
we kept on communicating with them. Yes, we did a lot of, I would say, activities on our social media pages, be it Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Mm.
We had some quizzes. We had a lot of engagement activities. We remained transparent, if I can use that word, that where we are and how strong our balance sheet is. That's the harder aspect. But the softer aspect also, we promoted a lot of, I would say, content in our theaters.
Mm.
When we were allowed to open and there was no content, called alternate content. So that's something which we kept on doing.
Mm.
We did a lot of, I would say, non-cinema related events in our theaters when we were allowed to open.
Mm.
We spoke with our guests about safety, about our commitment to their well-being. We communicated with them on a regular basis. And you talked about sports. Yes, the Indian Olympic team, we sponsored that.
Mm.
And also, in pre-COVID days, Inox has been very particular about promoting sports. So whether it was showing the ICC World Cup matches, which took place in England about 2 years back, we did that. We have had a lot of other programs on our screen. For example, if I remember right, the screening of BTS, that music K-pop band of Korea, showing that on our screens, using our theaters for one-act plays, using our theaters for musical conferences. So this is something, Pawan, which we've kept on doing and we'll keep on doing. But one thing which came as, I would say, a feedback from guests, and we really lapped it up after the first lockdown, is to have private screening.
Oh, yes.
So what happened was that we sold our auditoriums to, let's say, family and friends, and they came and watched a movie of their choice at the time of their choice, and had a great time with us, and we curated the food menu as per their requirement. So these things we keep on doing. And going forward also, I'm very sure that once there's nothing as COVID and we all get back to normal, we'll go back to schools, which we used to do a lot pre-COVID, is tell school children to come to us and see the documentaries that we have from Nat Geo, from Discovery.
Okay.
And so that's something which we were good at.
Hmm.
And that will continue happening once things get back to normal and children go back to schools.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's shift gears and go to something which is more about the industry. All right?
Yeah.
What do you believe, Alok, and it's been a contentious issue. I mean, it isn't as if people have been up in arms, but people have been talking about and stating their side of, you know, the argument or the statement iteration. What do you believe, Alok, should be the exclusive window for any film's theatrical release before it is given to television and OTT?
Well, historically, Pawan, there's always been a time lag, or as we call it in film parlance, a windowing period.
Hmm.
Movie comes on an OTT platform after hitting the silver screen. So the reason for that is that, see, the amount of footfalls or the money it generates at the box office, number one, gives the producer a lot of, I would say, ammunition and power to negotiate deals with other people, with other platforms. And it's a direct correlation with the performance of a movie in a theater, the collections in the box office, compared to what he or she can garner from other platforms. So that's one.
Okay.
Number two also, I think that it's very important for the window to take place, because then, as I said, that the producer can monetize every vertical stream of the various platforms are there. And it's always nice to see fresh content on a large screen. And today, whether it's India or any part of the globe, why do we go to theaters? Number one is to see our heroes on the giant screen.
Right.
Not to see them on our mobile 6-inch screens or on the televisions that we have at home. We want to see our actors who have a larger than life persona in front of us. We want to watch them on the big screen. We want to watch a movie with uncompressed sound. We want to watch a movie in a great ambience with great projection. So for us, it's an outing. Watching a movie, I would say, for us Indians, has been in our DNA, is in our DNA, and will continue to be in our DNA. Wo jo hum bolte hain that we love our food and we love our movies and we love to watch our cricket, that isn't going anywhere.
Right.
So that will stay with us. So I would say that the theatrical window is important. It is important for people to come on the large screen. And all this talk which is happening, and I know that you're just talking about the benefits of that, but whether OTT will survive or whether cinema will survive, I think it's dead. Because what we consume, Pawan, on an OTT is totally different from what we consume in a cinema hall. And this I have said earlier also, that content like docudramas, documentaries, web series, and old movie which we have missed in a theater, we catch up on streaming platforms. Whereas cinemas are still a preferred way to enjoy fresh new movies. And that's the reason why both of them will coexist in our country. I would say that both modes of entertainment are identified by a distinct consumption pattern and behavior to an extent, largely due to the technology involved. So that's how I look at it. I think that both cinemas and OTT will coexist. And historically, there has been a windowing time between movies hitting a theater and coming on OTT platform, and that will continue to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And what should it be in today's day and age?
Well, as an exhibitor, I can say longer the better. But we in India have said it should be 8 weeks, because I think 8 weeks is a decent enough time for the movie to perform well at the box office, and also for the distributor to have his deals and talk to his other partners for various platforms.
And not only does it support the passion entertainment that individuals and families and friends are so keen on, you know, in terms of watching a movie in a theater or a cinema hall, but it also is essential for this massive brick and mortar setup which has been created with blood, sweat and billions of rupees over so many decades. So very, very important.
Right.
So for films released first or only on OTT and then television, you already told me that the opportunity cost would have been in terms of the producer getting to sort of arrive at the perfect amount of money that the potential of his film, you know, as demonstrated by the revenues at the box office. But some free films were released on OTT platforms and they claimed that they did business that would have been equal to 100 or 200 crores during the lockdown. And one such film I recall was actually offered free. So that wasn't an apples to apples comparison at all, because Indians are still loath to pay too much on OTT. And what's happening is that, you know, even today, after so many years of so many good, excellent OTT platforms in India, there aren't more than maybe a guesstimated 60 to 70 million paying subscribers across the country, across all those platforms. Definitely, I think what you just said, I added this for my own perspective, and I believe that cinema is going to remain there.
Cinema experience cannot be replaced with any other thing. It just cannot. It just cannot.
Absolutely. One related question, you know, often, and I saw this recently, and there was also the association, perhaps, if I'm not mistaken, wrote to that particular producer who had kept different window sizes in terms of weeks for different language or dubbed versions of the same film. How does having these different windows impact cinema halls?
Well, I think windows should be large. It should be that people visit the cinema halls first because you get a lot of collection from the box office.
Mm.
Now, why producer did that, it's for him to only answer. But yes, again, I'm repeating, as a cinema operator, as a cinema exhibitor, we would love producers to have a longer windowing time so that we can extract maximum from the box office. We all know that the beauty of the multiplexes is that once the content is fresh, we have more shows of it, we give more screens, the movies start after every 40 to 45 minutes in a particular multiplex, and that when it comes in the second or third week, it naturally the shows reduce. But there are times when the movie comes on OTT and the producer could have shown the movie for a longer period of cinemas because the movie was still collecting good collections. But as I said, that's 100% the prerogative of the content creator.
Sure.
Though as exhibitors, we would love to have a longer windowing pattern and movies to run for a longer period in cinema halls.
Is it a level playing field that, you know, a film doesn't need any censorship certificate on OTT? I don't favor censorship at all. I wish what happens with OTT could happen on theater also. But ultimately, they are two different playing fields. Should the fields be leveled, and how?
Well, for the content, I would say that the government can answer that question. And for me, I would say that we would like to show content on our screens. Whether it's, I can't call it uncensored content because we are not allowed to show uncensored. Everything which we show on our screens has to have a censor certificate.
Mm.
And we will honor, Pavan, whatever the government tells us.
Right.
See, remember, that's the point which the content creators have to talk to with the government.
Mm.
Whether there should be censorship, whether there should be certification only, whatever it is.
Mm. Mm.
For us as an operator, we will show what the government tells us.
Okay.
So for us, not a problem at all.
Mm.
Today, India releases about 1800 unique titles across all genres, across all languages.
Mm.
And we at INOX in FY20 release around 1100 titles, unique titles.
Wow.
So the content is there. The way the movies are made today is really different from what it was earlier.
Mm.
Things are improving. The storytelling has changed. The way a story is told, the way the movie is shot, the way the cinematography is done is totally different from what it was earlier.
Mm.
So for us, we are happy to show content on the screen. And if the government says it has to be censored, so be it. We will honor it.
Okay. And whichever state allows reopening of cinema halls across, will INOX be going ahead and reopening every single screen that it has in that state? Or, I mean, it's going to be phased out, some may be under construction, repair, this, that and the other. So how do you view this? Are you ready to throw all the doors open?
We have already thrown all our doors open.
Okay.
Wherever the state governments have allowed us to reopen, we have done it, except one property which is under renovation.
Okay.
Otherwise, all our screens today are operational, so the governments have allowed us to open.
That's great. Okay, and as an industry thought leader and a statesman who's worked also as a custodian for the rest of the entire subsector of theatrical, what are the other areas of importance where the cinema theatrical business does need industry or, I would say, government support?
Well, let me tell you that we made a few representations during the lockdown,
mm-hmm.
whether it was the first lockdown or the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And we made these representations to the government under the aegis of the Multiplex Association of India.
Right.
Where we requested the governments to support us in the form of salary subsidies, interest-free loans for 3 years,
okay.
exemption from various taxes and duties like GST, show tax, LBET, property tax. So all those things. And also a waiver of electricity minimum demand charges.
Okay.
So those were the few things we spoke with the governments about. We wrote letters to them. We made various representations.
Hmm.
And let me tell you that a few states have accepted those.
Okay.
And not in totality, but yes, we are quite happy that they came forward to help the industry. And the other main thing which, Pavan, we want from various state governments is that all our cinema licenses should be extended for at least a year or two.
Correct.
Not that you don't come and audit us. Please come and audit us. Please come and check whether we are fire compliant or not. Please come and check whether our safety standards are being met or not. But at the same time, ensure that the licenses which we have, which are given on a yearly basis, are extended.
That really is the barest minimum that the government and the state government should really do. So, Alok, cinemas and of course all the Inox units too are completely prepped up for the return of safe and enjoyable cinema experiences, and millions will flock to them. More strength to you, Alok, and your team and the association that you've been one of the leaders of, that has helped helm the return to hopefully full normality and functioning at theatres nationwide.
Thank you.
So I really enjoyed our conversation, Alok. I hope you did too. Any thoughts on that?
No, just to tell you that you said that we are completely prepped up, which is absolutely right. We are completely geared up to welcome back the movie lovers at Inox. And again, a key focus, I'm repeating again, but that's very important, is we'll continue to stay on safety and hygiene. And food is something which I would say that in Inox we are working a lot towards. We want our guests to eat food with the movie rather than before and after the movie, and have it with us. So whether it's tying up with master chefs who have curated our menu, or having live kitchens in a few of our properties, having about 12 different cuisines with 250 items on the menu in our megaplexes, we are doing a lot of where food is concerned. And recently we have tied up with ITC. We will serve food in our cinema halls, plus also take the cinema food of Inox to your houses, to your living rooms. So today Inox delivers food on Swiggy, Zomato. We've tied up with Easy Diner so that you can book, if I can use a word, a table inside our cinema halls and eat food.
Wow.
So we are doing a lot where food is concerned, Pavan, and that's the focus area for all of us at Inox these days.
Excellent.
And I would say that the teams are totally ready to welcome back people. And we have learned a lot after the first lockdown, and we can say that the situation will only improve now.
Wonderful. Godspeed and God bless there, Alok. Lot of wonderful insights there from all the amazing experience you bring to the table and your leadership of Inox, the entire chain, and your custodianship, if I may use that word, not yours, but I will use that, of the association that is actually empowering and helping the cinema industry rebound and get back on the growth curve. So, a lot of insights from the conversation and all your experience. Thank you very much indeed, Alok. I enjoyed my conversation with you. Any thoughts on the chat we've had so far?
Well, I enjoyed too, Pavan. And I think this platform of yours is great for everyone in the industry, the marketing people, the entire, I would say, fraternity of media, of advertising. I think it's a fantastic platform, and the way you're taking it forward and coming up with podcasts and articles, I would say more power and more strength to you.
Thank you so much. You're very kind, Alok. Alok Tandon, Chief Executive Officer, Inox Leisure Limited, was my distinguished guest on this episode of the Master's Voice on VW.com. Thanks, Alok, for all the time, and thank you, Puneet Gupta, also for making this possible. Till we meet again in the next episode of the Master's Voice on VW.com, this is your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla saying, stay safe, take care, oh yeah, and take your family to the movie halls, starting the 22nd of October in Maharashtra, for a great time. And let's hope that the good times come back on a huge roll with cinema and theatre chains and single screen theatres opening across various states. Till we meet again, take care, have a great time, but stay safe. Bye-bye.